This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our Berrien County Student Athlete of the Week is Cameron Lydeker of Lakeshore High School Wrestling. And Cameron helped lead the Lancers to not only a district championship, but also Cameron picking up an individual district championship in the team districts. He had a win over Paw Paw and also a win over St. Joe. In the team districts, individual districts, he has wins over Edwardsburg, Coldwater, and then Jackson Northwest in a pretty thrilling finish. Cameron, congratulations.
Thanks.
District championship, district champion. How's that sound when somebody refers to you as a district champion?
It's quite thrilling and excited for me to finally actually win a big tournament. My high school career has been struggling in the finals matches and finally decided to pull one off and persevere all the way through.
Were you thinking about that at all going into that individual district, or do you not even think about it and you're just focused on the task at hand?
Well, it's always in the back of your mind about how I've struggled in finals matches, but really going into it, I had to forget the past, and it's this match, and nothing I can do other than wrestle my match and try to fight out and win.
That district championship match against Jackson Northwest, you win it 5-3. Tell me about that, how that match went for you.
Well, that match was kind of nerve-wracking for me, not knowing who the kid was, which was good on my part, but going into it, getting a 0-0 after the first period, getting the escape first round, first couple seconds in second period was great for me, gave big mental boost, and then took the kid down, rode him out, was great. Third period comes up, he gets out within 10 seconds, mentally thinking, oh no, this is gonna might get closer than what it is. Wrestle, scrap, and take him down again, 5-1, ride him out. Big win for me. And
that's
then
awesome.
10 seconds left, gave up a cheap takedown, but at the end of the day, it was a great win. And
yeah, that's awesome. Do you remember what was going through your mind once the match was over?
Oh, I was relieved. It was 10 seconds left, I'm stressing, thinking everything can go wrong, but I'm just going to fight in 10 seconds, and I've put my heart on the line for so many years to work to where I am today, and felt great after finally getting a title.
Coming into the season, was there anything you were focusing on, really working on getting ready for this year?
Starting into the season, my first match didn't go too well, pulled the second-ranked kid in the state, and physically saw that I wasn't where I needed to be. Went up in the practice room, started kicking, conditioning hard, working harder, getting to where I need to be, and it's showed off that putting the work in is starting to pay off.
Most definitely. What got you into wrestling? Do you remember what drew you to the sport?
Back in third grade, I had a buddy always trying to drag me into the room, never wanted to, and then finally gave in one practice and kind of just kept going there. Every year has been hard on me mentally, but end of the day, it's a sport that I love and keeps you going.
That's the key there is you love it too. So now you've won helped win the team district and the individual district. The team as a whole, man, it's been a challenging year because of COVID. But man, it's got to be a fun year for you guys.
Yeah, it's real fun. It's ups and downs watching everybody.
It's I can only imagine undefeated season so far. Your coach is Bruce Bittenbender, and have you talk about how Cameron? He mentioned in the past he's struggled in some of the big matches, and how thrilled you are to see his performance now.
Yes, he has always performed well. I mean, it's but I think he's got a good shot of winning it all this year. He was third as a freshman at state. He was sixth last year, but he had some shoulder problems. He had shoulder surgery, which held him back a little bit. This year, he's 100%, and you know, there's just a mental toughness aspect of being in there every match and not making mistakes. And he's got a good shot of winning it all this year.
He's got the right approach. He said that earlier match that he lost, he knew he had to go into the room and work on some certain things. He's got the right approach to be successful.
Well, that's what champions are all about. You make mistakes. We've had very few kids go through here. We've had, I don't know, 12 state champions that have won, I don't know how many, 23 state titles. And, you know, very few of them went through the season undefeated. You know, one or two losses, they make mistakes, and that makes them, propels them to come back and be a better a better wrestler. And now's the time where it really counts. Now's the time you got to look back. Well, these are the mistakes I made in the past. You can't make mistakes again. And, you know, it's like the old saying, champions don't have bad days. So you don't have any more bad days. It's all good days. And if you want to win that that state title, and that's what we're getting to. 1 week away, we'll be at the Van Andel for the individual state championship Tuesday night, the team state championship, and we got our fingers crossed.
Suppose that no bad day. No more bad days, right? Cameron, 2 years ago you wrestled 103, last year 112, this year 119. Is it a challenge going up in weight classes, or is everyone going up at the same time with you?
Well, I feel like it is a challenge growing up, getting into the bigger weight classes, but it's more so, I would say, as you're going up, you're also the age difference getting older. Freshman year was 103 with a bunch of freshmen, so mature, they're not always there. But now getting older, it's the kids are getting tougher as more years of wrestling, but also they're also getting older and physically there.
Coach mentioned you placed third at state a couple years ago, sixth last year. Coming into this year, any particular goals you set for yourself?
Really, I want to win it. It's a good year for me. Looking at it, I can see who's there, and if I put the work in hard enough one last week, I can hit it hard and get me a title.
Outstanding. Let's hope so. Keep her fingers crossed. All right. Cameron, congratulations on the district championship this season so far, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks.
All right. Cameron Lydeker of Lakeshore High School Wrestling is our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week. I'm Phil McDonald, WSJM Sports.